This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. They can agree on something. The Senate passed a bill to treat and prevent abuse of drugs by 94-1. Patagonia, the outdoor clothing and gear company, has joined with several partners to create a $35 million fund with the goal of putting solar panels on 1,500 rooftops. Almost 100 world-class athletes, in addition to tennis star Maria Sharapova, have tested for the newly banned performance-enhancing drug Meldonium. South Coast Safe Access was the first legal marijuana dispensary in Orange County, California, and now is the first to unionize its 24 workers with the UFCW. A survey found the top issues for evangelical voters in the Republican primary were the economy, 26%, terrorism, 21%, and immigration, 9%. Only 6% listed abortion. A Trump rally in Chicago was canceled when a melee broke out between the Trumpers and protesters. In the wake of the violence, both Governor John Kasich and Senator Marco Rubio now say that they are unsure if they could endorse Trump if he is the nominee. The U.S. government-supported National Democratic Institute has been banned in Russia, joining a list of recent NGOs to be shut down there. The popular paperback school edition of To Kill a Mockingbird is being discontinued, supposedly at the request of Harper Lee, the author recently deceased. After analyzing data from 50 metropolitan areas, researchers found that volume per capita of storm-related Twitter messages strongly correlated with the damage inflicted by the storm down to the level of individual zip codes. The Justice Department is debating how to get around the encryption that now comes with WhatsApp for instant messaging and phone calls. Researchers argue that poverty itself limits entrepreneurs' capacity to profit from the creativity they bring to the marketplace, explaining why informal workers would all offer the same snacks or sell chiclets. The Economic Policy Institute estimates that NAFTA is responsible for the net loss of roughly 700,000 American jobs to Mexico, while China's admittance to the WTO costs the U.S. more than 3 million jobs. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.